We're exploring Racine's cop house approach and its neighborhood policing model over the decades. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Glad you could be here. So COP stands for community-oriented policing. COP houses are these physical homes located in a neighborhood, staffed by police officers and open to the public, or the neighbors, if you will, during designated hours. And the Racine Police Department has 6 COP houses. Are you familiar with this neighborhood policing concept? Is there a COP house on your street? Are officers more visible on your block and involved with the neighborhood kids? What have you noticed? It's 800-642-1234. Racine Police Department Sergeant Joseph Spaulding is the head of Racine's COP house unit. Sergeant Spaulding, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hey, thank you. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Well, go back in time for us. Explain the situation that Racine was in when the COP house concept came to be.
Yeah, so in the late 80s and into the early 90s, Racine was experiencing a dramatic increase in crime and violent crime. And the chief at that time, Richard Polzin, really thought that we had to do something different other than traditional policing because it wasn't working. It wasn't being effective enough. Chief Polzin at that time had come across a community-oriented policing program that Lansing, Michigan was using. And he took a trip there to meet with that police department. And he saw the way that they were running their community-oriented policing unit and the success that it had there. And he brought that back to Racine, and they implemented that program in right about the beginning of 1993.
Yeah, early 90s. And so now, almost 30 years later, what is the impact? What are you seeing through the COP house program?
Yeah, we're seeing exactly what we wanted. We're seeing a dramatic decrease in crime, and especially violent crime. And we're seeing an increase in the police department working with the community and the neighbors and building trust in one another, and lots of positive things going on in our community.
Well, take us on a tour of a COP house, if you will. Take us inside of one and how it's set up. What might we see?
It's actually just a traditional looking home. Some of our COP houses were houses that were already existing in the neighborhoods, and some of the COP houses were built on open lots, so they're newer homes that are probably only 15 to 20 years old. But from the outside, most of them just look like a traditional home, and you come in through the doors, one of the doors, and you know, you'll basically just see an open concept. Some officers have their desks and offices right in the open. And, you know, you'll see kitchens. You'll see a kitchen table, cabinets, a sink, a small amount of furniture. And another thing that you'll see inside is offices from Wisconsin Department of Probation and Parole. So what we've done is invite probation and parole officers to be inside these COP houses also.
And what does that do, having them stationed in the COP houses?
So back in the 90s, when we were looking for a dramatic decrease in crime, we thought that inviting probation and parole into the houses would be a positive thing for us, so we could work directly hand-in-hand with them. We know that we had a lot of past offenders and people that were on probation and parole in our neighborhoods that we had implemented the COP program inside. So that was more or less a way to keep track of these folks and, you know, more or less keep an eye on them and, you know, meet with them when they came to visit their probation and parole officers to check in. And just, you know, we could talk to them and see, you know, how are things going for you? Hopefully they're going well, because in the past there were some issues. But that was another way to, you know, bring in another partner to work with the police department in reducing our crime strategies. And now, you know, 20, 30 years later, we still have the probation and parole in our offices. And the probation officers and their units, you know, they like to get involved in some of the activities that we do in our COP houses and in our neighborhoods, like meeting with the kids, having cookouts. helping teach the kids how to ride bicycles and bicycle safety and things like that. So the probation officers get involved in those things also now.
Yeah, a lot more collaboration. We're talking about the Racine Police Department's program that stations officers at homes and neighborhoods. Joe Spalding is a sergeant for the department, oversees the program. You can join in. Would you feel safer with a police officer based in a house in your neighborhood or on your block? Do you think community policing is effective in preventing crime? What do you want to know about these cop houses? Join in at 800-642-1234. Sergeant Spalding, there's been some confusion as to whether officers live at these houses. That's not the case. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. The officers don't live in the houses, but, you know, based off of their shifts, they spend the majority of their time, the great majority of their time, in their houses and in their neighborhoods. Inside their offices, they're inside the houses, they have their offices. So they, you know, rather than hang out at the police department itself and, you know, checking on the computers, emails, phone calls, messages. They do all that at their cop houses. But they don't live there, but they spend the great majority of their time at the houses or in their neighborhoods.
So before you put in one of these houses, do you talk with the neighbors to see if they want it or what they want from it in their neighborhood?
I think that when the police department decides if they're going to put a cop house in a neighborhood or a certain neighborhood, I think it's just very statistical based when we talk about, you know, what neighborhoods are the busiest, what neighborhoods have the highest amount of crime, and, you know, where would it make sense to put, you know, a cop house or, you know, a satellite of our police department. Logistics wise, you know, where's the best place? Cause we want to plop that house, like right in the middle of a certain neighborhood that needs our assistance. A neighborhood that's gotten busier.
And what do you mean by a busy neighborhood? You know, what does that mean to you?
Right. Where there's lots of calls for service, lots of calls for police service. And it could be anything from just lots of noise complaints, or, you know, it could be drug dealing, gunshots, quality of life issues like noise and littering, and lots of drinking out on the neighborhoods, and maybe drug use also. So when we talk about busy, we just talk about where there's lots of police calls for service.
You mentioned probation services, parolee services. What other offerings do these cop houses provide? What is based there?
Right. So, you know, before COVID hit, when we had our houses wide open and available, we had so many different programs that are based out of these houses. And first of all, we like to target making a connection with the children in the neighborhood. So the kids, you know, the kids can come and go, talk to the police officers. We have snacks and food here that we can give to the kids. We had a really good after school program going on where the kids after school could come into the cop houses. Each house has at least one large conference room where we have computers inside, and the kids can come use the computers, use the desks, do some programming here, do some homework here. The officers like to help. And when we talk about partnerships, you know, we've partnered with some of the local colleges where they have students that are, you know, in college to study teaching and be elementary teachers or, you know, middle school, high school teachers. And before they graduate, before they get their certificates, they need some volunteer time and time in the field. And we've invited them into our cop houses, and they show up for these after school programs, and they help the kids with their homework and help teach the kids. So that's just one of the things, one of the ways that that we're making connections with the kids.
Mentoring and tutoring, yeah. We're talking with Sergeant Joe Spalding of the Racine Police Department, who leads their cop house unit. Are you a resident of Racine? How do you feel about your cop houses? Would your city benefit from a community policing program? What do you want to know about this model? How to get it started? Join in 800-642-1234. Back in a moment with Sergeant Spalding here on the Ideas Network. We're discussing the COP house model in Racine over the decades. COP houses, standing for community-oriented policing. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. So police officers are based at a home in a neighborhood. It was launched in Racine in the early 90s as a way to reduce crime, improve relationships with police, deliver services, as we've been talking about. And since then, other cities have launched their own, including neighboring Mount Pleasant, Rockford, Illinois, St. Cloud, Minnesota. What do you think of the COP house model? 800-642-1234. Sergeant Joe Spalding of the Racine Police Department stays with us. Let's bring in John now in Luck. Hi, John.
Hi.
Hi. What would you like? Yeah, go ahead. What would you like to say?
I just wanted to mention that my wife and I have been investing in real estate limited partnerships for over 30 years. Among them is a residential apartment project in Racine, Wisconsin, and we the partnership invested in that about 5 years ago, and a very attractive feature to the property was the fact that right across the street from the apartment building is a cop, might be was, I don't know if it's still there, but was a cop house, and it was the project was in tough financial shape, and part of the protocol or the program that the investment company, which is out of Chicago, uses is to clean up the apartments and throw out the drug dealers and the gangbangers and make it a good, safe housing for lower-income people.
It's so you found, you found that having the cop house there was lifting up the investment. Sergeant Spalding, can you jump in here?
Yes, and actually, I think I know exactly what he's talking about, and he's talking about Anthony Lane, which was formerly named Jacato Drive. Am I correct?
We've named it something else, and I'm not pulling up the name now. It's one of the, like I said, we've been in it 5 years or more.
Right. But it's, yep. So what we're talking about here is Anthony Lane. It used to formerly be called Jacato Drive. And as a matter of fact, I'm talking to you from that particular cop house right now on Anthony Lane. And what he's speaking of is formerly it was called Jacato Drive. And it's a short street, probably only about 3 or 4 blocks long. And it has several apartment buildings on the block. And back in the 90s into the 2000s, this block was just riddled with crime and, like you said, with drug dealers and such. And very dangerous, very high crime area. And so we put a cop house out here. And the dramatic turnaround that we saw in about 5-6 years is really unbelievable. We saw a dramatic reduction in crime. And what we did was we really partnered with the folks that purchased these buildings because they were in foreclosure. And in partnering with them, they were able to get some grants and a program where they were able to fix these apartment buildings up and just made them very desirable to live in. And then the police department's function was to make sure that it, you know, stayed quiet and that we reduced the crime. And this particular neighborhood on Anthony Lane saw a dramatic turnaround, and it's a great, quiet neighborhood, and people love living here now.
I want to look more closely at building trust in a neighborhood. We saw the recent Wisconsin Professional Police Association public survey that just came out saying that, look, 45% of non-white residents see racism as an extreme problem compared to 15% of white residents. How do you gain the trust of communities in the places you have these cop houses?
Right. We're aware of that statistic and everything, and we are very committed to turning that around and working with everyone in our community, especially the African-American community and the Latino community. The best way to do that is to start with our COP officers working in the neighborhoods and to get out of the car and be out of their office and be on foot and start making contact with people and just saying hello and ask how they're doing and, you know, ask them how their neighborhood is and what they enjoy about it and what they'd like to see change about it.
And when we talk to them face-to-face in circumstances that are, you know, lower stress, when we're not actually on a police call, but rather we're just, you know, in the neighborhood or walking the neighborhood, just having casual conversations with people, and we can introduce ourselves to them, let them know a little bit about ourselves, and we can ask about them and their family and where they're from or how long they've lived here and what they'd like to see change. And when they mention a few things and we actually take action on some of those things and help out in their community, that starts the trust process. And, you know, we like the officers that put in for the COP unit and work in our unit are officers that are proactive and like to engage in the community and are very friendly and professional. So that's where we start.
We're talking about the Racine Police Department's program that stations officers at homes and neighborhoods. Joe Spalding is a sergeant for the department, oversees the program. You can join in. What ideas do you have to improve relations between police and communities? What do you think of these COP houses and this concept? Would it work in your neighborhood? 800-642-1234. Christine is joining us from Racine. Hi, Christine. What do you observe?
Hi there. I live approximately two blocks away from the Hamilton Street and Geneva Street cop house. Lived there for about 8 years. And the last 4 years, there's actually been an increase of shooting on my actual street. My neighbor just last week got his window shot out by a drive-by shooting. And I was just wondering if they're aware that this is going on and what they're trying to do, because when I first moved in, this wasn't an issue.
Christine, thanks. Sergeant Spalding, what do you observe there with what Christine is saying?
Yeah, I agree with her. I think over the past year, there has been an increase in shootings in that neighborhood. We have a cop house on the corner of Hamilton and Geneva. That's the house that she's speaking of. And we have seen an increase in gunshots in that neighborhood. And we've identified that a lot of those gunshots, unfortunately, are coming from younger gang members, you know, between the ages of 16 and 19. And what we're trying to do is we are trying to be proactive and not wait for the gunshots to be fired. But we are in that neighborhood. You know, the officer is working on it. He's passing along information that he's received from crime reports and also from the neighbors there. And we're working in that area with lots of extra attention with not only the COP officer from that neighborhood, but COP officers from other neighborhoods. And a couple of our beat officers are in that area. So we're trying to be proactive. We're trying to be visible. And hopefully, you know, that the gunshots and the shootings are going to start going down from our proactive enforcement efforts there.
Sonia is with us from Racine as well. Hi, Sonia.
Hi, good morning. I would just like to say I grew up in an area that in the 90s had huge issues with gang activity and drugs, and they put a cop house on West 6th Street near my neighborhood, and my mom still lives in that area today. I no longer live in Racine, but I think it was very effective, and I noticed that the officers from that house were really engaged with the people in the neighborhood, and I mean, what a wonderful thing.
Sonia, thank you for that observation, and Sergeant Spalding, this is exactly what you hope the outcome is, I would imagine.
Yes, exactly. And I was actually the neighborhood officer on the West 6th neighborhood that she's speaking of from 2005 through 2007. And actually, West 6th Street was one of our first cop houses, and it was on one of the dead-end streets right off of West 6th Street. And within the first couple months that we put that very first cop house there, somebody sent gunshots, bullets through the front door of that cop house. Mm. Back in the 90s, that was, like I said before, a very busy neighborhood. We had lots of calls for service there. And when we put the cop house there, you know, we started talking to the residents, asking them, you know, what are the main problems here?
And they were quick to tell us how, you know, the gang activity and the gunshots and the drug dealing out on the street corners. And, you know, the police department became very proactive and reduced that crime very dramatically. And we're still there. We still have the cop house there. And that neighborhood has seen a huge turnaround and lots of success. And now it's not a busy neighborhood at all. It's very quiet. And so that's a great success story. I'm glad to hear that.
Sergeant Spaulding, thank you for joining us.
You are welcome. Thank you for having us.
Racine Police Department Sergeant Joe Spaulding is head of the Racine's COP House Unit, Cop House Unit. Ahead this hour, we look at how this year's dry conditions are affecting farmers. Are you a farmer? How are your fields looking now? Join in 800-642-1234. News update is next on the Ideas Network.